This may be my final podcast, but I hope not. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Natalie.
Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Paul.
I know I sounded a little cryptic, but I'm nervous.
Why would you possibly think this is your last podcast?
Well, you just mentioned my name, Paul.
Yes.
Right?
I did.
Last week, you happened to mention a famous starlet when you compared your hair to the ever-popular Carol Channing.
Yes.
You decided not to go with Marilyn,
yes.
Someone who was dead. You decided to go with Carol Channing.
Sweet, lovable Carol Channing.
You mentioned her name, and it might have been the last person to mention her name because she passed away 3 days ago.
I was so sad to read that, and it felt so eerie since I had just said her, but now I understand what you're saying, why this could be your last podcast.
Exactly.
I didn't even get that.
I'm very nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Every time you say my name, I'm looking for the angel of death over my shoulder at this point.
Oh, no. Do you think my saying someone's name is the kiss of death?
It might be.
But we've spoken about a lot of people since we're here. Let's just review. And has anyone else died since I've said their names?
I don't know.
Barbara Walters is still alive.
I said her name, but you did mention it.
Do you think
it counts if I say it and then
first,
you say
okay,
it?
Okay, let me think of people who I have said first.
Right.
The only one I can think of who has since died is Carol Channing.
Okay, so maybe this is a whole new 2019 thing.
It could be. Or is it a one-off? Let's hope it's a one-off.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed because there's nobody's name who you mentioned more than me.
Paul.
Right.
Well, maybe the fact that you're with me makes a difference and that she isn't. Maybe the person has to not be in the room and I say their name.
Okay.
I don't know. I felt bad. I mean, you know, let's tell the viewers that part. The listeners.
Right.
We don't have viewers. But, well, we might put this on YouTube.
They might be afraid to watch because it might be transmitted through YouTube.
Now you're
seeing
making
us,
me feel bad.
I'm very nervous.
This sort of ties in.
I need your mask. Could you put a mask on
mask.
Me to just
but
cover
But did I have
me?
The mask on the day I said Carol Channing? Maybe that's part of the formula,
is that
too.
It?
Maybe that's part of the formula. I should not wear a mask and say someone's name. That might be part of the death.
Interesting.
Eventual. But you know what? I felt so bad when I woke up 3 days ago. And the first thing I saw when I turned on my phone was news of Carol Channing's death. I texted it to you, right?
Correct. So that's the first thing you saw when you woke up.
The first thing I saw. I picked up my phone and it automatically hit the Facebook app. And the first thing that I saw was a news article about Carol Channing's death. I didn't even read it. I just forwarded it to you. Then
right.
I'm scrolling my news feed and I had hundreds of people posting about Carol Channing's death. And the guilt, I was feeling guiltier and guiltier that I had said her name last week.
Right, I don't say my name anymore,
but I certainly
please.
Didn't say, I hope she isn't here any longer. I was saying that my blonde hair looked like Carol Channing's.
Right.
And I was saying, it was kind of looked like Marilyn Monroe's too, but I didn't want to be so presumptuous and conceited to compare myself to Marilyn Monroe. Now I feel like that was almost a diss to Carol Channing. I mean, I should have felt that it's conceited and presumptuous to compare my platinum blonde hair to Carol Channing too, right?
More importantly is what happened at Club Med because we never got the full story. We know about the blonde hair. We know about the stare across the dance floor, but that's as far as we got.
The whole time I was dancing like a creepy stalker, except that he was hot.
So does that make it okay?
It doesn't make it okay. It just brings up the Robert Chambers-esque thing that happens when somebody's really hot but portrays stalkerish behavior as opposed to someone who's kind of dumpy and frumpy and stalky.
Right. So, okay. So the prep school murder is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Prep school murderer.
I'm bringing that up because I wouldn't mind if something was to happen to Robert Chambers. He's still with us on this earth.
Oh, is he? Oh, so
even though he killed Jennifer Levy.
But I mentioned his name. Oh, did you mention his name?
I said it.
Oh, and I just called him the prep
right.
school
Should
murderer.
Should I put my mask on? I want to put my mask on and say Robert Chambers' name.
If that happens, then I'm going to be really creeped out.
But my
I'm
mask
telling
is
you.
All the way upstairs back in my underwear drawer.
Is that where you keep it?
So I didn't even know where that mask was. That morning, the mask came about because I opened my underwear drawer and I'm thinking how you said you wanted to record, but I felt a little like my eyes were tired.
Right.
In my underwear drawer, I see that mask and I'm like, I bought this last year for a Mardi Gras party that I never ended up going to because I was sick. How did this get in here? And all I could think is I do have some very nice ladies that help me and clean the house once a week and they do my laundry.
Right.
I think they put it in there.
That's very bourgeois of you.
It is. I admit that. It's bourgeois, but it's also, come on, I'm not 18 years old anymore. I have two kids. I'm busy. I need a little help. I've got this podcast.
I'm a stay-at-home dad with two kids in college. I do all the laundry,
but you don't have someone who cleans once a week? Deep cleaning?
I deep clean.
You deep clean. You've got the scrub-dub in the bathroom toilets.
Yes, I do that.
I grew up doing that, but I don't do that anymore.
I get down on my knees in the shower and I demold with scrubbers and stuff like that.
But that's a once in a while thing. That's not a weekly.
I do that every week.
You do the weekly? Really?
Yes,
I am impressed. Are you telling me the truth?
Yes. You can ask my ex-wife. It's the one thing she commends me on is cleaning the bathroom.
I'm amazed.
She's afraid of it.
You do it yourself.
I do it myself.
I'm the one who uses it once a week. Why don't you hire someone once a week to come in?
Because I take pride in cleaning.
So listen,
I don't clean anything else in the house.
I'm cooking. I'm cleaning every day for kids. I'm cleaning, making, you know, dinner, cleaning dishes. I'm doing plenty of cleaning. Uh-huh. But, you know, the deep cleaning, the cleaning up the duty scrapes on the toilet, I'm happy to pass that off to somebody else at this point.
Growing up, I clean off the toilet.
So, I mean, I could handle that, I suppose. I could. I've done it all. I could handle it. I just prefer not to.
How many people do you think have thrown up at this point who are listening to the podcast?
Yeah, I hope you're not eating. I hope you're not listening to this over breakfast.
But speaking of eating, you know, I do want to mention something. Because we do have a lot of faithful listeners out there, and one of our most devoted fans, Oliver, a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, Oliver.
He listened to the Swinger episode last week and wanted to help us out, so he sent us the definition of the party you were at. Uh-huh. And it's actually called a sploshing party. Did you know that?
You're kidding. I never even heard of that. I've never heard of that term ever. Have you?
I had never heard of it before. I guess Oliver knows.
And in all your sexy travels to Las Vegas and Amsterdam,
I've never been sploshed or heard of sploshing.
And I would think that would be like talked about in those in Amsterdam anyway, sploshing parties. Because when I think of Amsterdam, I think of hookers and windows and sex.
Is that what you think of?
Yeah, I do.
There's more
to
Anne
Frank, of course. Right. Anne Frank's attic.
I was going to say
and
that.
Hookers and windows.
That was
and sex.
It. Those are the three things.
Oh, is this getting too R-rated for our younger listeners?
It is.
Let's dial it back to the PG-13.
But you're right. Amsterdam is basically Anne Frank and hookers.
Anne Frank and hookers.
So, but no splashing.
Tulip gardens.
There's no splashing involved.
In Amsterdam?
So anyway,
never heard of the term.
Okay.
Thank you, Oliver. Thank you. We learned so many new things on this show.
Can you, while we're here, would you mind looking up sploshing?
Okay.
I just want to see if
there are any images.
Now
I'm scared that if I Google it, I'm going to one day when I run for president or something, this is going to come and bite me.
Well, it's just as bad as when I was at a costume party once and on Amazon, I went to this costume party dressed as Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Uh-huh.
You know, in tidy whities and in a shirt and sunglasses.
Did you really?
Yes.
Come on.
And I swear. And I carried around Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I ordered
it
on Amazon. So from now on Amazon for the rest of my life while I'm getting our Scientology
for
books
real?
Recommendations.
That is fantastic.
Yes. So I understand what you're
saying. For all of you
saying.
Who don't know, L. Ron Hubbard is the founder of Scientology, which Tom Cruise is a big advocate of. Now, I'm not wearing a mask, so Tom Cruise should be okay. Hopefully nothing will happen. If something happens to him, we're going to be like, oi, we're going to have to change this format. We're going to have to not say any real names. Everyone's going to have to become a character the way we have.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean? Not you, just me.
Just you.
I'm the one who changes my name every week. Well,
What's your name again?
It's Natalie.
All right, Natalie. All right.
Natalie's one of my friends and a listener. Hi, Nat.
Okay, so.
So I looked up splashing, and this is interesting. What comes up is it says, ugh, I'm so grossed out. Wikipedia.
Is it more gross than the bathroom talk?
Maybe.
Really?
Yes. I'm not sure what would be grosser to me, to rub a duty on me and then want to have sex.
Is duty a funny word? It's maybe my favorite word. The funniest word ever.
Well, it is funny, and at least we're not saying like shit on our podcast because we're trying not to swear.
Right. So duty.
Duty.
So you said you would rather have duty written?
I'm not sure. I don't like duty, but this is really gross. Okay, splashing. What comes up, it says wet and messy fetishism. And it has a picture of a girl with what looks like cake icing or cake dough or vomit. You know what we'll do is
we'll put that up on our Instagram page.
So you can all enjoy it.
So people can throw up on their own by looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know if this is cake batter, cake icing, or vomit on her face. What would you say?
Which would you rather be? Would you be, what is it?
Okay, vomit I can't handle.
No, what did you say these are?
Cake batter.
No, what are they called?
Oh, so it says...
No,
wet,
it's a
wet and messy fetish. Oh, there's even an acronym for
it.
WAM, wham.
Okay,
poor George Michael. He's already dead, so I can say his name safely. Wham.
Who knew that they had an wham.
H in that wham. Wake me up before you go.
How dare they sacrilege that?
Wet and messy fetish, wham, also known as splashing, is a form of sexual fetishism. This is Wikipedia, guys. Whereby a person becomes aroused when copious amounts of a substance are applied to the naked skin, face, or to clothing. Okay, I'm going to vomit.
So
several dozen websites are dedicated to wham. Note wham without the H. Would you like to read?
I can't read any more of this. But I do want to ask you a question.
Was that
though.
a splashing swinger party, not just a swinger party?
Was it? I'm asking you. I ran out beforehand.
If you haven't listened to last week's episode, we talked about my investigation, the iTeam's investigation of a local swinger party. And I, being the only member of the Community News iTeam,
I'm too afraid.
Went with a mask to a local swinger party. When I got there, they brought me downstairs in the basement where there were other swingies or potential swingies and donuts. And there was a string attached from one donut to the other donut on the other side. People were beginning to eat the donuts, and apparently there was anticipation of them coming together and then making out with disgusting mouths filled with donuts. Chewed up donut food in their mouth. And I ran upstairs and left because I was so nauseated and freaked out.
There was an anticipation of coming together, I can tell you that. But
coming together. And then, so his friend, Oliver, said that wasn't just a swinger party, it was a splashing party. And we now just Googled, and splashing is a thing.
Now,
so if any of our listeners knew, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but if any of our listeners besides Oliver knew splashing was a thing or heard of wham, could you please let us know? Because I feel like somehow me and Paul are the last two to know.
So I guess what it comes down to is I've lost my train of thought. But
I apologize.
That's okay. You were on a roll and I wasn't stopping that roll, that splashing roll.
No
pun intended with a roll with butter or something. But now, would you rather be at a splashing party or a furry party?
Oh, definitely furry. Because even though furry seems really creepy, we haven't heard of any sexual deviancy.
Right.
Regarding the, now it might exist, but so far, maybe if any listeners know about that, any furry / sexual deviancy, please let us know.
Okay. So you would rather be a furry.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a good thing because they're expecting this weekend horrible weather.
Okay.
And as much as I hate doing it, I had to look in the community newspaper if in fact there were any tips for the possible upcoming storm.
I have not looked at the community newspaper yet in 2019.
You haven't?
No,
was that your resolution?
It was one of my goals. It was one of my goals.
Hashtag goals.
To not be obsessed with that. Yeah. Hashtag goals. Hashtag new year, new me. So, Paul, you looked.
I did.
Can't keep the finger off the sword.
You know, it drove me insane.
For any new listeners, do you know why it's a problem, why we try to avoid it, is we were fired from that very community newspaper, and that's why we started this podcast.
For their lunacy. But yes. I did read.
Okay.
And so, do you want to hear their tips?
I love it.
Are you
ready? One of my favorite things from the community newspaper is these inane lists they do that make like any obvious, every person should know. They're quite obvious.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tip number one.
Yes.
If there's a snowstorm, move your car off the road so they can plow.
Ooh.
Genius.
I see what I'm missing not looking at the newspaper.
Every single person here has a driveway they can put their stupid car in. Why would you leave it on the road?
Or a garage, even more so, a garage.
If you have a driveway and there's a lot of ice on it, make sure to have salt.
Oh my gosh.
You ever know that
before? I never heard of putting salt on ice.
It's insane. Crazy.
Wow. Yes. You're teaching me so much today. What else?
Make sure to have batteries in case the power goes out for your flashlights.
Ooh, remember if only that. I'd have known that. We lose power 7 times a year here right. in Townport. Every time the wind blows, we lose power.
So do you have a lot of batteries?
No, if only I'd have known. I don't even have the flashlight. And you know, the funny thing is, my husband does keep a lot of batteries in his tool table that he never uses.
Speaking of tool tables, did yes. the sloshing party use a lot of batteries for the tools there? Or
I did not see tools there. I think they had enough going on with donuts
you think
and
so?
Human anatomy.
Is that it? No other objects were needed?
I don't know. I didn't stay long enough to know, Paul. You know, I knew when we even talked about me doing an investigation, it was going to be tough for me because I'm a little weirded out by sex, group sex.
Right. With donuts.
And swingers. Right. With donuts.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I mean, I never, like, as you know, I went to investigate. I never went thinking I want to be a willing participant. But uh-huh. I was skeeved much quicker than I thought I would be as I was undercover there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I ran out. There may have been appliances. I just
But you're still going to do undercover work for us, right?
Of course.
Because
of
the
course.
School is still falling apart.
Oh, my
we need
goodness.
You to keep going there.
Oh, we so have so to much to talk about the school, but we don't even have time in today's episode. We'll get to that.
We have to get ready for the potential big storm, which will probably just be a rain shower
right.
for this weekend. So
right.
that about wraps up, I think, this
oh, wow.
issue of community news.
We learned
news.
So much. We learned that I might not be able to say proper names with a mask on because it might cause death.
Right,
and by the way, rest in peace, Carol Channing. She brought a lot of
Wonderful.
Happiness to the world. 97 years. What a life.
I did. I looked her up and I happened to.
She brought a lot
you spoke
of happiness.
About her, yes.
Hello, Dolly.
Exactly.
Well, hello. Yeah.
And she didn't have lamb chop.
She did not have lamb
that was
chop.
Sherry Lewis.
She had white blonde hair and yes. a giant smile and big
Wonderful.
Eyes.
Yes. You learned Carol Channing, not to say names. You learned about splashing.
I learned about splashing and wham. Wet and messy fetish.
And not the George Michael wham.
Not
wham,
the George wham. Michael wham.
And you learned in a winter storm, have some salt to de-ice your driveway.
And have some batteries for those flashlights. This whole time, I wondered, every time I lose power, why can't I get this flashlight on?
It's unbelievable.
And I could have just come to the basement, now to the tool table, and grabbed some batteries.
Now you're going to have to start reading community newspaper
again. Thank
you, again.
Townport Community Newspaper.
As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, I am Natalie.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.